Come on, give God some praise. Come on, are you thankful? Come on, are you thankful? Amen. You got to be thankful. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He got up. Get up here kind of high. Amen. Whoa, ho, ho, ho. Yeah. Come on.
Amen. But I'm going to take a little bit of time. I ain't got much time. Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. I like what God has done already. Amen. We're just going to get the icing on the cake. That's all. Icing on the cake. Cake's already been baked. Amen. And it tastes good. Amen. Praise God. Let's go to St. John, 18th chapter. Verse 4, 5, and 6. Reads verse 4. Jesus, therefore, knowing all things that should come upon him, went forth and said unto them, Whom seek ye? Then answered him Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus saith unto them, I am he. Judas also, which betrayed him, stood with them. Soon then, as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Amen. That is the reading of God's word. You may be seated. Father, right now we come in the name of Jesus. We thank you so much that we're able to come, God, to hear your word. We thank you for what has been done already. Now, God, we ask, oh God, that you continue to empower us with your word, that we can go out of here knowing, God, that we do have power. Thank you for just letting us be here. In Jesus' name, come on and say amen. Amen. Just for a few minutes, if I could take a little part out of verse 5 and 6. Amen. I'd use three words. The three words I would use is I am he. I am he. Amen. Just as the Roman soldiers and the temple police were preparing to arrest Jesus, a supernatural power was suddenly released that was so strong. It literally knocked an entire band of 300 to 600 soldiers backward and down to the ground. It was as if an invisible bomb had been detonated. So much explosive strength was released that the power knocked the soldiers flat on their back. Where did this discharge of power come from? And what released it? After Jesus received Judas's kiss of betrayal, he stepped forward and asked the crowd of militia, Whom seek ye? They answered to him, Jesus of Nazareth. Jesus said unto them, I am he. And as soon as he had said this unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground. Notice how Jesus identified himself. He told them, I am he. These mighty words came from the Greek word ego eimi, which is more accurately translated, I am. It was not the first time Jesus used the phrase to identify himself. He also used it in John 8:58 and John 13:19. When the hearers of that day heard these words echo, Amy, they immediately recognized them as the very words used to identify himself when he spoke to Moses on Mount Horeb in Exodus 3:14. I'm going to get back to that in a little bit. Remind me, Mike, I'm going to get back to that. Amen. But let's look at the two additional examples of the word ego, Amy, Amy. In the Gospel of John, in John 8:58, Jesus said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, before Abraham was, I am." These final words in the verse, "I am," are the Greek words, ego, Amy, and should be translated, "I am." Amen. In John 13:19, Jesus said, Now I tell you before it come, that when it is come to pass, ye may believe that I am he. You may believe that I am. If you read the King James Version, you will notice the word "he is" is italicized, meaning it was supplied by the King James translator and is not in the original. The Greek simply says, "ye may believe that I am." In both of these cited texts, Jesus strongly and boldly affirmed that he was the great I am of the Old Testament. Now in John 18:5 and 6, Jesus used the words ego, Amy, again. The soldiers wanted to know, "Who are you?" Amen. They probably expected him to answer, "Jesus of Nazareth." But instead, he said, "I am." John 18:6 tells us, "As soon then as he had said unto them, I am he, they went backward and fell to the ground." A more accurate rendering would be, "As soon then as he said unto them, I am, they went backward and fell to the ground." I'm going somewhere. I'm painting my picture. Amen. The words "went back" came from the Greek word, amen. In this case, the words depict the soldiers and temple police staggering and stumbling backward, as if some force had hit them and is pushing them backward. The word "fell" is the Greek word "pitu," which means to fall. It is used often to depict a person who fell so hard it appeared that he fell dead or fell like a corpse. Amen. Amen. The members of this militia that came to arrest Jesus were knocked flat by some kind of force. In fact, the verse says they went backward and fell to the ground. The words "to the ground" are taken from the Greek word "kame," which depicts these soldiers falling abruptly and hitting the ground hard. Some force expectedly, suddenly, and forcefully knocked these troops and temple police flat. Come on, look at the neighbor and say, "Neighbor, something getting ready to fall flat." Woo, come on now. Come on, look at your neighbor and say, "Suddenly."
Suddenly.
It's getting ready. I feel it already. Amen. I don't know about you all, but I got it already. Amen. Come on now. Think of it. Think of it. 300 to 600 Roman soldiers and a large number of trained temple police had all come laden with weapons and swords and clubs to help them capture Jesus. And after they announced that they were searching for Jesus of Nazareth, Jesus answered them with the words, "I am." Thus identifying themselves as "I am" of the Old Testament. And when Jesus spoke these words, a great blast of power was released. Oh, you didn't get it. Come on now. So strong that it literally thrust the soldiers and police backwards, causing them to stagger, to wobble, and to stumble as they hit the ground hard. Amen. I'm talking about I am. Come on now. Come on. I am. Amen. Come on. It caused them. Come on. The word came. Amen. From the mouth of Jesus. Amen. And they stumbled. Amen. And fell to the ground. Oh. What a shock it must have been for these military men. They discovered that the mere words of Jesus were enough to overwhelm and overpower them. Whoa, come on now. The tales that they had heard about Jesus' power were correct. I wish I had some folk in here. Amen. Come on. They were correct. Amen. Because there is power in the name of Jesus. Come on. Can I get somebody in here to know the power? Anybody in here ever call on the name of Jesus? Amen. And something happened. I wish I had somebody. Come on. And something happened when you called on the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. Come on. Of course, he really was strong enough to overcome an army. After all, he was the great I am. And after Jesus proved he couldn't be taken by force, he willingly surrendered to them, knowing that it was part of God's plan for the redemption of mankind. But it is important to understand that nobody took him. It was Jesus' voluntary choice to go with the troops. Yeah. Amen. The Jesus we serve is powerful. Yeah. Oh, come on, come on. I think someone needs to hear that. There is no force strong enough to resist his power. No sickness, no financial turmoil, no relational problems, no political force. Absolutely nothing has enough power to resist the supernatural power of Jesus Christ. I wish I had somebody in here. Amen. No matter what you're going through, amen, come on, there's power in the name of Jesus. Amen. When the great I am opens his mouth and speaks, every power that attempts to defy him and his words is pushed backward and shaken until it staggers, it stumbles, and falls to the ground. Come on. I don't know what you're going through. Amen. Come on now. But once, amen, come on now, Jesus' words are applied to it. Come on. It got to go backward. Come on now. Come on. Some things got to be loose. Amen. Some things got to be broke. Amen. Some things got to be set free. Amen. By the power, amen, of Jesus the Christ. Come on. He said, I am. He, amen. Come on now. What is your need today? Come on. Why not present these needs to Jesus, the great I am? Let him speak to your heart, directing you, amen, to his word. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Jesus is the word. And because there's power in Jesus, there's power in the word of God. I wish I had somebody up in here that knows there's power in the word of God. Amen. Come on, there's power. Once you see the promise you need, get your mouth into the agreement. Come on. We're my folk that got a mouth today. We're my folk, amen. Come on now. That know how to speak from your mouth and start declaring the word of the Lord over your situation. Do I got about five folk in here that don't mind declaring, amen, the promise of God into your life? Amen. Come on now. Start opening your mouth and say, God, I need you. God, I need some help. Today, I need, come on, need some help today. Amen. Come on now. Agreement with his word. Amen. And if you agree with his word, you will see the power of God in your life. Amen. Come on. If you agree, come on now, you will see the power of God. Just like this young man that came up. Amen. Come on now. If you agree, amen, with the prayer. If you agree with the words that was prayed over you, something's about to break. Something about to fall back. Something getting ready to loose from. Amen. You'll see the power of God unleashed against the forces that have been holding you back. the forces that has been defying you. Come on, come on now. There's power in Jesus. I wish I had somebody. Come on. Someone need to shout the word Jesus. Come on now. There's power. Come on now. In the name of Jesus. The Christ. Come on now. Jamie wouldn't be here today. Amen. If it wasn't for the power of the name of Jesus. Amen. A heart transplant. Come on. A liver transplant. But look at her. She right here. She right here. Amen. Come on now. The name, there's power in the name of Jesus. Can I get somebody in here to believe that today? There's power in the name of Jesus. Can I prove it? I wish I could prove it. I wish I could prove it. I wish I could prove it. And I think I can. Mike, I said I'm going to get back to Exodus, right? When Moses didn't understand how he could go down into Egypt and deliver the people. Amen. Come on now. He said, who do I say sent me? Come on. God said, tell him I am. Tell him I am. Woo, come on now. Come on now. That's all you got to say. That's all you got to say. Amen. Come on. So Moses went down into Egypt. Come on. His folk, amen, was in slavery. Amen. Come on now. He went down in there. Come on now. And yes, the Egyptians believed in a little God. But Jesus, amen, was the I am. Come on, can I get somebody? And every time they try to do their tricks, amen. How many know that God had more power than the Egyptian? Can I tell you, come on now, God got more power than the things that's coming against you. Come on, can I get somebody? Come on, I don't care what it is. Come on, there's more power in the name of Jesus than it is in the power that someone's trying to hold over you. And he went down. He said, I am. Come on. He said, I am. Come on now. He said, I am sent you. Amen. Come on. So he had to teach a Pharaoh a lesson. Amen. And while he taught him a lesson, amen. Come on now. They went down and took 10 plagues to get them out of Egypt. And then when they come up to the Red Sea, amen. Come on. He said, come on. I am showed up again. Come on. And opened up the Red Sea. And the Bible says they walked across on dry land. I wish I had somebody there. I'm going somewhere. I ain't preaching yet. I'm going to tell you. Amen. Come on. They walked across on dry land. Amen. And when they got over on the other side, Pharaoh's army came up against them. Amen. Come on. And God, I am, closed. Amen. The Red Sea. Can I tell you something? Can I tell you something? I am getting ready to open up some things. Come on, God, come on, I am getting ready to open up some things that have been closed to you. I wish I had somebody in here. I've gone with my church hat. God's getting ready to open up some things, amen. But come, let me tell you something. God's getting ready to close some stuff, too. We ain't getting no shouting here. We ain't getting no shouting here. Amen. He's getting ready to close. And just like that, he's getting ready to close some things up for your good. I am. He said, when the battle came, he said, I am showed up and fought the battle for him. Come on, when they wanted water, I am showed up. Am I right? I am showed up. Come on, when they wanted food, come on, I am showed up and gave them manna. And it rained from heaven. Come on, and when they wanted meat, I am showed up. Because, you know, you just can't go a day without meat. You hear me? Here. Hey, I got two amens over here. Amen. Come on, come on. Amen. Ain't go without me. So he gave him meat. Amen. He gave him everything he wanted. I am. Showed up. The same I am that showed up in the New Testament. Come on, I am. Come on now. Yeah. Look, he says, the Bible says that when he said I am, they went backward. Come on, they went backward. That means they didn't have to take him. He gave himself willingly because he had a job to do. Come on now, he had a job to do. He had to show everyone the power that he had. Come on, every once in a while, he got to show you, I got power. Come on, do I got witness in here? He got to show you that I got power. power. Amen. Come on now. So I'm here to tell you, I am he. Come on now. That's what I like about him. He said, I am he. Amen. That when you're sick, he said, I'm Jehovah Rapha. Come on. He said, I am he. Come on. That when you have a need, he said, what? Huh? He said, I supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. He said, I am he. I wish I had somebody up in here. I am he. That when you're in the midst of your darkness, amen, come on now, and you need some light, come on now. He is the light of the word. He says, I am he. Amen. In other words, when he says, I am he shows up right on time because he has the power to do what he wants to do. Amen. Amen. Come on. He has the power to do no matter what's going on in your life. God is the great I am. I am he, amen, that will supply you. I am he that will heal you. I am he that will, come on now, that will give you what you need. I am he, amen. And even though things, come on, I trust in him before I trust in anybody else. I trust in him. I'm not going to trust in man. I'm not going to trust in woman. But I will trust in the one that said, I am he. Come on. Can I get someone here to say, I am he? Amen. Come on. Amen. I just want you to see, he said, look here. If I say, he said, Lord, I'm so glad that you are the great I am, that you have power over every force in the universe. Come on now. When you speak, demons tremble. Come on now. Come on. Amen. Sickness flees. Come on. Poverty is vanquished. And your kingdom rules and your kingdom reigns. Amen. Because you live inside of me. Your power is resident in me and ready to set me free from any force that tries to come against me. Come on now. I stand on your word. Come on. Come on. I got anybody that says, I stand on your word. Amen. I speak it loud by faith. Amen. Anybody got faith today? I don't care what you're going through. I stand by faith and therefore expect to see mountains move out of my way because Jesus says, I am he. Amen. Does anybody expect, amen, change to come in their life? Come on. Does anybody expect, amen, a difference in their life? Come on. Where's my folk at? Amen. Can you just give God a 5-second praise and give God some praise for who he is and for what he's getting ready to do? That he said, I am he. And because he said, I am he, great things are getting ready to happen in the lives of those that say, I believe today. Amen. Come on now. Come on now. Can we declare some things? Can we declare? I declare that there is no force. Watch this. Strong enough to resist God's power in my life. Can we declare it? No sickness, no financial turmoil, no relational problems, no political force, absolutely nothing has enough power to resist the supernatural power of Jesus Christ that resides in me. Oh, come on now. Come on. Can we declare it? Come on. How many know that Jesus resides in us? Amen. When I open my mouth and speak the word of God, every power that attempts to defy his word is pushed backward. Come on, pushed backward and shaken till it staggers and stumbles and falls to the ground. Amen. Then when my words come out of my mouth, something got to happen. Come on, when the words of the Lord come out of my mouth, something got to happen. Amen. Anybody believe that today? Amen. Come on now. We got to learn to say, I am healed. I am blessed. Come on now. Come on now. Anybody believe that today? I don't care what he say. I am healed. I am blessed. Amen. Come on now. I'm blessed of the Lord. Come on. Do I got anybody that's blessed of the Lord? It don't matter what I'm going through right now. I'm still blessed of the Lord. Still blessed. Come on. Look at your neighbor. Still blessed. Still blessed. Still anointed. Still appointed. Come on, can I get somebody in here? Come on. It don't matter what the devil is trying to do to me and do to you. I'm still anointed, still pointed. Come on, am I right about it? Come on now. Why? Because he said, I am he. Come on. Because he said, I am he. His power is generated. And the things that were yesterday don't have to be tomorrow. The things that's going on in my life today does not have to be going on tomorrow. Why? Because Jesus said, I. He. Come on, can I get a witness here? Come on, put your hands together one time. Amen. He said, I. When my mouth gets into agreement with God's word, I see his power unleashed against the forces that try to come against me. Amen. Come on. When it agrees with the word, I got enough faith to believe the word of God. Come on, I stand on the word. Anybody with me today? I stand on the word. I stand on the word today that nothing can handle me because Jesus said, I am he. When everything else, amen, is going on in my life, amen, I can say that God is with me. Come on. In everything that I do, that God is with me. Amen. Can we just give God praise for that? Come on, we give God praise for that. Amen. He said, I am here. So I believe today, I believe something is getting ready to take place, amen, in the kingdom. Amen. Come on now. I believe that God's getting ready, amen, to unleash his power. Amen. Come on now. You know why? You know how you get ready to unleash his power? Amen. Through you and I. Amen. That when we start declaring the words of God, amen, and start seeing God moving, amen, amen, and believe it to ourselves, we're going to start seeing some things. Amen. Some things that we have never seen before, amen, take place in the life of the church. Amen. Oh, he set us up. Didn't he set us up? He sent us up, amen, from the beginning of time, amen, for that his church would not be weaklings, but that his church would have power. And the only way we can have power is in the name of Jesus, the one that said, I am he. Amen. If we believe that today, amen, some things are getting ready to break up. Some things are getting ready to fall back. Some things are getting ready to stumble. Come on now. Some things are getting ready to break in our lives. Amen. Come on now. Cancer is getting ready to be released from our bodies. Amen. Come on now. Amen. Sugar diabetes getting ready to be released. Amen. From our bodies. Ulcerative colitis is getting ready to dissipate. Amen. Come on. Can I get a witness in here? Eye problems are getting ready to be healed. Amen. Livers are getting ready to be healed. Lungs are getting ready to be healed. Kidneys is getting ready to be healed. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Why? Because he said, I am he. And because he said, I am he, God's getting ready, amen, to unleash his power, amen, to those that say, God, I believe you today. Where's my shouters at that'll give God? Come on now. Come on now. Come on now. Children getting ready to be saved and delivered. Come on. Come on, anybody ready to give God praise for that child, amen, that needs to be delivered and saved? He said, I am he. And because he's he, God said, I can do it. Amen, I can do it. Amen. Come on now. I can do it. Amen. Come on, I can do it. Amen. I'm glad for Jesus. Amen. I'm glad that Jesus. Amen. Because let me tell you something. Amen. They might have took him. Amen. But he still did his job. Can I get a witness in here? Come on. They might have took him. Amen. But he still did the job that he came for. Come on now. Well, someone said, come on. The man could not live, come on, without sin. But Jesus said, come on now. Come on. I'm going to come to 40 and two generations. Come on. And I hear him said, I am. He, come on, that stopped off in a town called Bethlehem, laid in a manger, amen. Come on now, he said, I am he. Come on, the Bible said he healed, he fed. Come on now, amen. Come on now, he even raised folk from the dead. He said, I am he, amen. Come on now, but he just didn't come here to feed and to heal, but he came to die. And someone said, hey, come on, he stopped off in Gethsemane. And he said, not my will, but if there be any other way, God. Oh, God, come on now. Do the other way. Come on now. But he said, not my will, but thy will be done. I am he. Amen. They said they marched him from judgment hall to judgment hall. I am he. Come on now. Amen. Come on. And the Bible said they whipped him. Amen. Come on. Found him guilty. Amen. He said, I am he. And they took him and put him on the old rugged cross. They strung him high and strung him wide. Amen. Come on. He said, I am he. Amen. And sooner or later he hung his head and And he died. Amen. Come on now. And the Bible said he led captivity captive. Amen. He went down, come on now, into the depths of hell and preached the word of God. Can I tell somebody, he's still going down into the depths of hell and he's still saving folk. He's still delivering folk in the midst of hell, in the midst of storms, in the midst of turmoil. He said, I am he. And then someone told me early one Sunday morning, he got up with all power in his hand. Amen. I am he that will deliver mankind. I am he that will make the difference in your life, in your life, in your life, in your life. I'm getting ready to make the difference in your life. I am he that saved you when you didn't even want to be saved. That delivered you when you didn't even want to be delivered. Amen. Come on. He said, I am he that will set the captives free, that will make your life better. Amen. He said, I am he that will turn your situation upside down, right side up, and make things better in your life. He said, I am he. Something is getting ready to change. Is God talking about you? Come on, if God is talking about you, come on. Come on, if God is talking about you, I want you to get out in our way. Come on, get in our way. If God's talking about you, I want you to get out in our way. Come on. And say, come on, that God is talking about me. That this, come on, that there's some changes getting ready to take forth in my life. Amen. Come on now. Oh, you ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. You ain't getting it. Come on now. You ain't getting it. If you're looking for change, come on. Get out here and let the world know that something's getting ready to change because of the power of Jesus the Christ. Come on. Hallelujah. Come on. You ain't getting it. Come on now. Now, if you ain't looking for change, that's fine. You stay right in your seat. Stay right in your seat. You stay right in your seat. You're satisfied where you're at. But there's some folk right here that's not satisfied where they're at. There's some folk that say, listen, this is better for me. 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 But you got to believe in the name of Jesus. You got to believe that he said when he said, I am he. You got to believe it. Nothing's going to change outside of the power because we can't do nothing on our own. I'm going to let you know that. I can't do nothing. I can lay my hands on you and believe, amen, that God's going to heal you. I can do that. But the power don't come from me. The power comes from Jesus. And I think a lot of times we believe the power is in the man and the woman. The power is not in the man and the woman. The power is in Jesus. When he said, I am he, he's letting us know, I carry the power. said, if I be lifted up, I'll draw one man to me. You can't lift up a man or a woman and think you're going to have any power. He said, if I be lifted up, he said, I'll draw all men unto myself. He said, he has the power to do it. He has the power, amen, to make men go backward. He has power to make your circumstance go backward. It's been messing with you so long. And some of you have been going through so long, you didn't get used to what you're going through. You didn't get used to it. And what happens when you get used to something, you just carry it on. But God, Jesus is telling me, you don't need that no more. You don't need to carry it no more. Come on. I didn't die so that you could live a life that was you was bound up. He died and rose so you could be set free. That's why he gave himself willingly. He gave himself willingly because he had to carry on the plan of God. And the plan of God is that each and every one of you could be healed, that you could be set free. Come on, that you could be provided for. Amen. That was his plan. That was the plan. Amen. Then when he said, I am he, I'm getting ready to carry out my plan. Come on. You didn't get that. I took all that time to get to where I want to get. He did everything to carry out the plan for you. Come on, to carry out the plan for you. Amen. Brother, there's a plan for you. There's a plan for you. There's a plan for you. God has a plan. God had a plan for Jamie. Amen. Come on. If he did it for Jamie, he'll do it for anybody. Amen. Come on. He's not a respecter of people. Amen. That's the type of God he said. He said, I am he. Yes, sir. They can do and give you what you need. Amen. I am he. The power of God be with you, sister. Right now in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah. Here it is. Amen. The power of God. Change something right now. Woo. Come on. Them circumstances, you don't have to carry none of them anymore. Amen. Come on. I take them. Sometimes we can worry about somebody else, amen, and forget about ourselves. But how can you help anybody else when you need help yourself? Come on now, you need help yourself. And we get bogged down, but Jesus said, I am he that's getting ready to release some stuff into your life. I am he that's going to give you some peace in the midst of your storm. Then I'm going to give you some peace in the midst of the storm. Amen, come on. There's a storm brewing, amen. But God said, I'm getting ready to give you the peace, amen, that you need in the midst of your storm. Come on, in Jesus' name. Oh, yeah, it's coming. God, the peace of God. The peace of God. The peace of God. The peace of God. Amen. Come on. You don't have to worry no more. You don't have to worry no more. God said, I got this. God said, amen, I got this. Why you worry so much? I love you, Jesus.
Our great defender, our strong. that you should not bow low. Jesus defeated the darkness. He has never lost a battle. Just let the way make her through. He's gonna move. He's gonna move. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Who am I to deny what the Lord can do? Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Anything is possible. Who am I to deny what the Lord can do?
Come on, put them hands together. Come on, victory is mine. Amen. Come on, victory is mine. Victory is mine. Amen. Victory is mine.
He's the one that's going to do it for you. If you trust in him, he'll do everything you ask him to do. Amen? Everything. Amen. Come on.
Victory is mine. Come on. Victory is mine. Come on. Victory today.
Chorus. That's, did I do all right, McLean? Amen. Praise God. Love you guys. Love you guys. Just remember that the power is in Christ. He said, I am He. Amen. I am He. The power was generated from Him, not from anybody else. And that's what I'm trying to get to you. Amen. The power is generated from Jesus. Because He has the power. And all we are is agents. But the power is. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Come on. Brother, stand in agreement with you. Stand in agreement. You keep on coming. If you can. I don't know if you belong to another church or what, but you keep on coming. We're going to go through this thing together. We're going through this thing together. Just like Jamie. We went with Jamie all the way. We're going to go with you all the way. We went with my wife all the way. All the other ones in here, amen, that went through something, amen. Come on, we go all the way with you. Amen. Believe in God. Because Jesus said, I am He. Amen. I am He. God bless y'all. Amen. My sister, you didn't come out here, girl. Stand up, girl. You stand up. You stand up. You stand up. Hold on. Let me tell you something. I'm going to tell all your business. But this woman went through hell. Can I say it? But you here, girl, looking good. You hear what I'm telling you? You looking good today. You went through some stuff. And come on. What we go through, we don't come out looking like it. And let me tell you something. What you went through, come on. Can you walk up here? Can you walk to me? Come here, walk up here to me. I'm taking time. I ain't worried about y'all. I ain't worried about y'all. Come on, babe. Come on. She couldn't even walk a couple months ago. Come on up here. Oh, you better give God praise. You better give God some praise. Come on now. Oh, my goodness. I had to make her come. I had to make her come. Because, see, she had a stroke. Amen. Let me tell you something. You looking good, girl. Women of God, come on. Give me about five of y'all. I don't need all y'all. Come on, give me five or ten or whatever. Amen. Come on now. Come on. And come on, baby. I want you to pray. You right there. Yep. Because she went through, not like you. But God touched her. She about all back again. Even with that smart mouth she got. I mean, it's all coming back. Amen. But I want her to pray. Amen. You know why I want her to pray? I want her to pray because God is finishing the work in you. Woo, come on. He's finishing your work, and God's going to finish your work, and you're going to finish together. Amen. Amen. Come on, I believe that. Amen. And God, see, one thing about you ain't done. You just start. God's starting you all over again. You hear what I'm telling you? Amen. So I ain't never letting you off the hook. So come on and pray for her. Amen. Come on, ladies. women, come on, give this woman a hug. Amen. Let her know, man, I'm with you. Come on. Amen. Amen. Come on, give God. Come on, let's give God some praise. Amen. That He is the healer. He says, I am He. I am He. Amen. I am He that healeth thee. I'm He. I'm He. Amen. That has the power. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Come on, man. I'm telling you. You know what? Man, I can't wait to see what God's going to do next. I can't wait. Amen. Because He has the power to do it. Amen. Praise God for y'all. Come on, let's stand on our feet. Anyone want to give their life to the Lord? This is your opportunity. I'll make sure. Yeah. The Bible says you must be born again. You can't experience His power, amen, until you're born again. Because you can't understand what God is saying until you're born again. We good on my left, on my right? We good, okay? We good? Yes, you can.
I just want to thank everybody because the last 3 months of my life has been a struggle. But without you guys, I never would have made it through. And with God, I could have gave up. I lost my father in the midst of all this, and I wanted to give up, but I kept pushing on, and I kept pushing on, and I kept watching online every week, but it's not the same as being here and seeing all of you, and I just want to thank you all from the bottom of my heart for being by my side. I still got a road to recovery. In 2 weeks, I go in. I'm going to lose my finger. But if I got through that transplant, I can get through this with God and all of you. Thank you.
Amen. Love you. Amen. Praise God. Man, she's upbeat, man. She's upbeat. That's what see, when we're in Christ, we ought to be upbeat. Yes, there's going to be a whole lot of different things going on. Natalie sang that song, Trouble, you know, this don't last always. Trouble comes, but it don't last. Amen. I'm telling you, trouble. Come on, brother. Trouble come, it don't last. Amen. Come on now. If we're all in agreement. We all believe in the power of the resurrection Christ. Amen. There's power in Him. Amen. So we're gonna stay in tune. Don't be afraid to tell us your problem, because we're willing to pray for you. Amen. Prayer changes things. Amen. So a lot of people say, well, I'll come in one way. I'm going back out. I'm gonna tell somebody. I need me some prayer. Amen. Come on now. And that's when we pray. God shows up. Amen. Praise God. Father, we come and we thank you so much, oh God, that we're able to come, that we're able to hear your word. God, that folk are giving prophetic words over us. Folk singing, God. They're prophesying while they're singing, God. We thank you for it, oh God. And God, for the things that you have told us today, that we can just grab a hold of it and that we can be a better people. Because we know, God, there's some things getting ready to change. There's some things getting ready to break. There's some things getting ready to turn loose. Amen. The things have been holding us up, oh God, in the name of Jesus. We believe that today, God, and we believe the change and everything's about on the way, God. And we believe it and we ask it in Jesus' name. Now may the grace of God, the love of Jesus, sweet communion of the Holy Spirit rest, rule, and abide with us henceforth and forevermore. Let us all say, amen. God bless you.